pay the Rock the Nation. Roland
Martin. Hold it now.
It is 17 past the hour. Joining us now, Roland Martin. How are you, Roland?
Hey, what's going on? You hear me?
All right, I got you good, buddy. Loud and clear.
All right, then. Hey, I'm in Houston, of course. NAACP convention is taking place here. Today, Attorney General Eric Holder is going to be speaking, likely talking about the issue of voter suppression. But what's happening in D.C. is a trial where the state of Texas is suing the federal government over a Texas voter ID law that the feds say could disenfranchise some 1 million people. Joining us this morning is Texas State Senator Rodney Ellis. Senator Ellis, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good to be with you.
All right, then. This is a very interesting case here where, a lot of Republican legislatures and governors have been enacting these voter ID laws. But in Texas, it's weird. You can't use a college ID. You can use a gun permit ID. And some 1 million people could very well be disenfranchised. And the Republicans in Texas are saying, hey, this doesn't violate the Voting Rights Act.
Well, it's a modern-day poll tax. And what they did was pass a bill that will have a disproportionate impact on African Americans and Hispanics. They want to make sure the right people vote. And in their minds, the right people are the people who vote for them.
Now, explain to me also what happened, because apparently the legislature bypassed its two-thirds provision to get this passed.
Yeah, they knew that out of 31 members in the state Senate, they had 12 Democrats, 19 Republicans. They couldn't get two-thirds of the members to vote to bring the bill up, so they resorted to what they did to pass the segregation forever stuff in Texas back in the bad old days. They did it by a simple majority vote. Broke a well-respected tradition in the Texas Senate of having to have a two-thirds vote. That's why I had to get to pass the hate crimes bill in Texas. And it's because they didn't have the support of the members.
Now, with this law, it goes beyond just trying to get this ID law into effect. What Texas also wants to do is essentially try to nullify the Voting Rights Act.
Yeah, they hope that this will be a test case. The U.S. Supreme Court has indicated in previous rulings by some justices that they want to invalidate the preclearance section of the Voting Rights Act, and that may be what they're trying to set us up to do on this case. The state of Texas rushed to federal court. They didn't wait for the Justice Department to make its decision and then have the law go into effect. They rushed it. The federal court that's heard the case in D.C., where I'll be testifying tomorrow, has to decide sometime in August. So if the ballot's going to be printed and we have this new version of a poll tax, it'll go into effect. But they ultimately want to get this to the U.S. Supreme Court. A lot of bad stuff comes out of Texas, and they use the resources of state government to try and argue their position.
Now, I love this new line Republicans are using. They now are saying, I was on CNN last night, and Republican strategist, she said that voting is a privilege. And I'm going, wait a minute, I thought voting should be considered a right when folks are praising our troops fighting for democracy all across the world.
But they don't know our history. Initially in this country, it was a privilege. You had to be white, you had to be male, you had to be a property owner. Eventually they took out the property owner, eventually women could vote. There are laws that say we cannot have a poll tax, which essentially makes voting a right that everybody has. You ought not have to go to college. You don't have to go get an ID. You all not have to go get a gun permit. You all not have to pay for some state ID. Look, if they want to turn our Social Security card, which is free, into a national ID card, well, then go do that. But they don't want to do that. This now, all about keeping minorities from voting.
Now, what I find to be interesting, they talk about this whole issue of the ID, but in Texas, illegal immigrants can get driver's license. And so it's sort of weird to pass that kind of provision, but then say you can have a driver's license to vote, but we're trying to combat voter fraud.
Well, they're looking for these boogie bags to scare people. Anybody who's in this country legally, let me tell you, the last thing they're interested in doing is showing up somewhere to vote. I mean, they want to stay below the surface as much as they can. It's interesting, they'll cite polling data that shows a good number of African Americans support vote ID. And people do until they think about it. Until they find out at least 11% of people who don't have a valid ID are people of color. Then you ask, okay, do you think it's okay to require an ID for people to vote? Then they change the answer and say no. But our community ought to be educated on this. It is a modern-day poll tax.
Will this make a difference in this upcoming election, which is so important?
big difference. You know, not in Texas in the presidential race. Unfortunately, we vote the wrong way anyway. But the indications are about 3% of the vote change.
State Senator Rowdy Ellis, you'll be testifying tomorrow in this federal case. We'll be keeping tabs on this whole deal, and we'll hear what A.G. Holder has to say here in Texas at the NAACP.
Thanks for your leadership.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Roland. Have a great one. We appreciate you so much. It is 22 past the hour. This